Valeu. Valeu, Petras Livy.
That's good morning. Just I like the Indian, very easy Indian. We started just this week. Shleshim Yom Kedem Ma'Pesach. There's a sheaf in Shulchan Aruch. We'll try to explain the shittas and come out a little bit of the clarity with it. In Shulchan Aruch it's kepaskend Shalim Behilchas Ha'Pesach Kedem Ha'Pesach Shleshim Yom. But you, translation of Shirley means we ask. In Hilchas HaPesach, before Pesach, 30 days. Mefashim Vediyar. Ashtikl Ma'ayor, the Gemara calls it Shirley V'Dershim. Is asking, and Dershim is explaining. Shulchan Aruch only paskens Shirley B'Hilchas HaPesach. Perhaps come to an explanation on that also. Now the emphasis is to Gemara, the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara in Pesachim, Dafav and Aleph. And the Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah it's brought that way. Shulchan Aruch does not bring it that way, but in the Torah it's brought that way. That because there is a halacha, at 30 days before Pesach, you have to ask about Hilchas Pesach. Therefore, somebody who goes and leaves his house from Motzi Purim onwards, even though he has no day to come back to his house over Pesach, he still has to get rid of his chametz. If he leaves before that, and he stays away till after Pesach, so then he doesn't have to get rid of his chametz, he doesn't have to make beer chametz. So that itself needs an explanation. Manoshach, is the chametz when he's away, is the chametz away, is it his, so let him be over. And if he's not his, so why within 30 days do we have to get rid of the chometz, as long as he's not here Pesach? So when we consider it, perhaps that it's not considered in his reshus, because he's not around where the chometz is, it's called afshayne b'reshusoy. So if it's called afshayne b'reshusoy, so therefore it should be sufficient even to shleshim yom also. That is the famous question which is asked, and we'll try to explain this halacha in quite a simple way, I think. There's another kasha, which the Ran in Pesachim asks the kasha. There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, Moshe tikin lem li Yisrael, sheyudosh nehilchas ha-Pesach be-Pesach, behilchas ha-Chag be-Chag. And Moshe Rabbeinu made the takona that we have to darshan about on Pesach, about Hilchas Pesach, on Sukkos, Hilchas Sukkos, and every Yom Tov, on the Yom Tov itself, we have to darshan about the Yom Tov itself. So they ask the kasha. If there's a halacha that 30 days prior to the Yom Tov, you already have to be dorish in the Hilchas HaPesach, what is this Moshe Tikkun Lehem LiYisrael? And the question is even more. The Gemara says, how do we know that the Hilchas HaPesach? You could have said it's a takonas rachamim, and this of Moshe Rabbeinu is something which historically was much earlier. That would be an easy way out of it to say that the halach of Shleish Miyun Kedem HaPesach is takonas rachamim, and the din of Moshe Rabbeinu that was on Yom Tov itself was Moshe Rabbeinu's takonah. But the Gemara says nishtaz. The Gemara says, from where do we know that we have to 30 days prior to the Yom Tov, you have to speak about the halachas Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, because we learn it out from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Midbar, they made Pesach Rishon on Erev Pesach, and then what happened is people came and said that they can't manage to do Pesach Rishon because they are Tomei, and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we do? So Moshe Rabbeinu then was told them the whole parsha of Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara brings a raya, right? And Tosfos explains, Moshe Rabbeinu, the present, if he wanted the hold of Shalom, so Moshe Rabbeinu should have just answered them, for the moment, don't make it Pesach. And about what you should be doing, come back to me whenever it's relevant. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't. Moshe Rabbeinu told them the entire Hilchas HaPesach Sheni on Yud-Dalet of Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara brings a raya, so we see that 30 days prior to when the Yom Tov happens, the halachas have to be taught. So if so, so that both are takanos from Moshe Rabbeinu, so what is the chilik between the two halachas? This is the Ran's kasha in Pesachim. And the Ran answers in a very short version, I think, and he tries to explain that the Emes is there is no such din that you have to darshan, give droshes about Hilchas Pesach on only B'tzad Moshe Rabbeinu, you only have to do it on the Chag itself. That halacha is, whenever somebody, the droshes they used to have, on every Yom Tov, we have something similar in every shul they have, that there's droshes given on Yom Tovim, during the afternoon, people have more time, you listen to Divrei Torah. So those Divrei Torah have to be done, Hilchas HaChag B'Chag, that's Takanos Moshe Rabbeinu, that we do, that we dashen about, in every Yom Tov, we speak about the Yom Tov itself. But the Halach of Sholim, the Hilchas HaPesach, he says, it's very midug, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Sholim means we're asking. That means, he says, there is a halacha, normally, that if a person is saying Yeshia, or a Shiva is saying Yeshia, is learning a sugya, learning a Givisim Masechta, so the Talmud has no right to ask the Rosh Yeshiva a Shaila about not the Masechta which we are learning. The Shiva can say, at the present moment, we're learning this Masechta, and therefore, if you can't learn, we're learning this Masechta, you can't ask me a question about a different Masechta because its head is not involved in this Masechta. That is what he can answer. But it comes to 30 days before Pesach, says the Ran, then there is the halacha that if somebody has a question in the Masechta of the Yom Tov coming up, then he has a right to disturb the Shia, and even though it would sound that he's not asking Shoel Kenyan, he's not asking from what we're discussing in the present moment, but since it's Shloshim Yom Ked Machag, so then he has a right to be asking. That is the Nafkimini which the Ran explains between the two halachas. That means is one halacha is that the droshes have to be done about Hilchas HaChag. The other thing is a right to ask questions about the Yom Tov which is coming up. Because that itself needs an explanation. If we need to speak about the Yom Tov, so why don't we give droshes about the Yom Tov? And if we don't, so why the right of asking questions towards the Yom Tov is allowed? That l'chore needs a little bit of an explanation. There's a big machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and other mefarshim, if this halacha is only relevant to Pesach, or this halacha is relevant to Sukkot also. The Beis Yosef very instantly says that only in Pesach it's relevant, and he explains why. He says because on Hilchas there's a difference between Hilchas Pesach and all the other halachas. Because on Hilchas Pesach, if you haven't managed to do it until Pesach, you're being over. Because if you didn't get rid of your chometz and you don't have your matzahs ready for the first night, so then, you're going to be over on Lo Yiroah, Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotze. So then you're going to be over Averis. So therefore, the person has to, before Pesach, look, make sure. He says the Trinas Achitim is a very big tircha. I can imagine the Bir Chometz will ask all our housewives. It's quite a big tircha. The Mahavim started Tu Bishvat. Wherever it is a big tircha to get rid of the chometz. So therefore, this thing has to be, the person has to start 30 days before Pesach. He says, Mashenken, he says, sukkahs. He says, sukkahs is not a big business. He said, to build a sukkah, is toch, you only need two walls and the shlishis are filled with tefach. And he said, tzchach is easy to put on top, it's not a problem. So he said, what's the lul of an esrig? So he said, goiv lulavim ksherim. I would like to see the seicha which the Beis Yosef went to. I haven't yet found that seicha. He says, "Goyv lulavim ksherim." He said, "Just a day or two before Yom Tov, you go and look for your lulav nesik, you'll have it." It was mekana the Beis Yosef. I don't know how he managed. The cholov from Abazishtet in Beis Yosef. He said that the halachas of sukkahs to get what you need for the first day sukkahs is easy, and even if you miss, you'll be over. Mashenkin on Pesach, and Pesach fakert the halachas are difficult. The Tchinas Abchitin, the Afir Samatzis, it's a big tircha, it's very hard, it's make shimu, from when the Mechalapach is Mishas Tchina, But in the Maisen Shulchan Aruch Paskins for the Matzahs Mitzvah Shibur Mahadar Ibn Shas Ketira. So good, Ketira is not something which you can plan. Ketira normally is in the summer before. So therefore, that is not Negev to the present, the Hilchas before Pesach. But the Trina, the Lisha, the Afia, Matzahs, this is something which takes a long Tircha. And you can't make much at the time. Mitzad HaAlocha, we all know that in Afia's Matzahs, you're not allowed to bake more than a Shir Challah at the time, but more than 1 kilo. At even a little bit less, should be a little bit less than a Shir Challah. So maybe even if you, as fast as you work in a normal hand matzah bakery, there's a limit how much matzahs can be produced at a certain amount of time. And therefore, the tirch is very big. And connect that, on that you need for the first night of Pesach. And the same thing is in Bir Chometz. Bir Chometz is a big tirch, and therefore you need it. Also, the Hilchas HaPesach need to be, a person has to be awakened about Hilchas HaPesach a long time before. That is what the Beis Yosef says. The Goyen of an Ort, the Goyen sends you about 15 or 16 addresses in the Gemara, and in the where he proves that it's not only Pesach, it's before every Yom Tov. And the emphasis, besides the Etzim Gemaras, I don't want to go through all the guys. One of the main guys is a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, which Tosfos speaks about. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah says that you're not allowed to sell a goy 3 days before his Yom Tov, you're not allowed to sell a behemoth. And the Gemara says, why? Because he has to check it for 3 days. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, 3 days? He needs it for 30 days. And the Gemara brings the eye from Shalom Behilchas HaPesach, Kidma Pesach Shlesh Miyoim. So the Gemara says, a goy, which is even a korban which he brings to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, he doesn't have to look for a mum. He only has to, he's only psul for a goy, he's only mechusar eva, if he's missing one of his limbs. But as long as I have any other failure in it, does not make a korban possible. Therefore, he only needs 3 days. Ashenkein, a yid needs 30 days to check his behemoth to see if it's kosher. So the Tosfos there often all brings in the raya that the main sibba of Sheni Behilchas HaPesach, Kedem HaPesach Shleshim Yoim, is mitzad the Chiv Korban. It's not machmas, as the Beis Yosef said, because of Hilchas Matzah and Hilchas Pesach, which that is the reason why we have to learn Hilchas Pesach, or we allowed to ask the Shailas in Hilchas Pesach. No, the Iker is mitzad the Korban, that the person, whenever he has to prepare a Korban, he has to be given 30 days to check his carbon thoroughly. That is L'chayr the Gemara there. Oh, so the Gemara asked. Yeah. Right, very good. The Gemara asked the question. So good Gemara is Akash. So we're going to go into the whole. The Gemara has a dinner drama about it. The Gemara says, but the Maisa is you need 30 days. That's why the Maisa, by the carbon, the Sibur, Stanitz of Dal, in Pesach Mitzrayim was Dalad Yom, was a different Sibur. But L'chatchila, the Gemara says you need, L'chatchila, you need 30 days. But the Gemara deals about it. So the Maisa is, the Gemara says you need to bake a shum kov. The Tosfos there for Nod says that even though the main din, that what we have to, Dash Nilchas Achag, we have to, prior to Yom Tov, we have to speak about the halachas, is Machmas the Korban, even Bamakam, when there isn't a Korban, you also have to do it. That's the Tosfos of Nod. So I think in this is where the Machlokas of the Goyen and the Beis Yosef is dependent. And I think I will explain the whole background. Why is there such a halacha that you have to do 30 days before? And I think the explanation is very simple. A person, be'etzem, a person be'meshach the year is potter from anything which is not negeh at the present moment. He has a mitzvah which he has to do now against the mitzvah which he has to do later. So then he has to do the mitzvah which he has to do now. And even though when the mitzvah later will arrive, he won't be able to do the mitzvah, so he's potter. The shaila is, one of the famous shailas is, somebody can only fast one of two tanesim, and the doctor told me you can't fast two because it's going to be pikuach nefesh, and it's tzom gedalia, and it's yom kippur. Now the question is, which one should he fast? So there's not great din in the achrayne. Because even though the tzom gedalia is only a rabbanon or a minik or something like that, but that's something which you mechuyev now. Against that, you fasted the tzom gedalia and you can't fast in kippur. It's an oinus. So then you potter. So when you keep a rav, you potter. So the other time, name of the rises is chomer, because against the minig is not an etzah. But b'cholay, the svaras hadavar is that the person always has to make a cheshbon, what is he now obligated to do now? Whatever he's obligated to do now, it comes as a priority in front of something which is only arriving later. So now the question is, if a person be'etzem is busy with Purim, and afterwards he has other things which is busy after Purim to look after, even in Esek of mitzvahs, so then you can say, Hazach Tzutz can arrive Erev Pesach, his house is full of chometz, so in Chuldik's Oynes, I didn't manage, and Oynes Rachman Apatre, I haven't got matzahs, I didn't manage, I didn't have time. So the question is, when does the din start? Or rather, if you can wake up 2 days, 2 minutes before Pesach, you will not have matzahs and you'll still have chometz in your house. So when does the din start that you have a din, you have a chiyuv to make sure that you're not called an oynes in the last minute? That is the shaila of shaylin hilchas Pesach. When is the zman start when you have to make sure that eventually you should be able to be mekayim the chiyuv? So any normal mitzvah, which is taka, doesn't take long, so then the chiyuv starts as much as the minimum time takes to look after it. By the korbanos lemoshel, that's the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah says, by korbanos, your chiyuv is 30 days before you have to make sure, start looking after them. Don't arrive, if you can arrive only a week late before, just looking for a behemoth, and then when it comes to Pesach, you're going to say, I couldn't find the kosher behemoth. I looked at 10 of them, they all had a mum, and now I'm left without a korban. Doesn't it can tell? It's because of vifel is da alocha, that there is a difference shoylem b'ilchus ha-Pesach shloshim yom. That means is a person has a chiyuv to concern himself, to make sure that he doesn't become an oynes when the time arrives, and the korban has to be nikkav. And then that explains very good the raya which the Gemara brings for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Pesach Rishon and told them, now you prepare from now, prepare your korban which you need in a month's time. And don't come in a month's time. He said, we looked all over, we couldn't find. It doesn't go. If you start now, you look for 30 days, you don't find, you're noinus. But if 30 days is the time for something which takes, which a lot of tircha, it takes to prepare, and then you can consider it an onus. If not, you're not considered, if you didn't look after for 30 days, then you're not considered an onus. Thus is l'chayra, the hezba adova, where there's 30 days of shalem milchus ha-Pesach, which that explains also, why when somebody in the middle of a shiur is allowed to ask a shalem hilchus Pesach, the way the Ran answers, which what does that to do? Because fakir, now is the time where he has to be concerned of what he has to be mekayim in 30 days' time. So anachanamah, the drushes don't have to be about hilchus Pesach, yitochem. They don't have to be. But if somebody has some concern about halacha, and he wants to know, then he shouldn't be an oynus, because he's not an oynus, because it's within 30 days, so then you have to give him the right of way, that he has a right to even disturb the shiur in the middle, even if the shiur is handling something else, he can ask him something about Hilchos Pesach, and he has to get an answer, that he'll be able to look after his needs, which he needs within 30 days.
Even the
shiur is Hilchos
Pesach.
Yeah, a filoch. You can ask it. You have to ask it. It doesn't say that it takes priority. Even though God, it's always only in Shushan Purim Snegia, because Shleshim Yom starts Tezvov. But Anders are on Purim. It's actually in the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't move Purim because of that. So Becholayfen, the Gemara says, Becholayfen, the person has a right to be concerned, and that gives him a right to butt into a shiur even when he doesn't have to. And that, why? Because till 30 days, whenever you, if before 30 days, you don't have to daigizich about Hilchos Pesach, and you started with 30 days to daigizich, and then it came Pesach and you didn't manage, then you consider the noinus. Within 30 days, there's no teretz, you already have to start to be concerned, and that's not considered an noinus. I think that is the posh explanation. Now the machlokes, the goin in the Shulchan Aruch is that the whole halacha is taken from korbanos, and the korbanos is taken from mumin, which are a big tircha to find. So the Beis Yosef Galton, and that din is only relevant to something which is similar to korbanos. And the halachas are halachas which are something which make a tircha. So then we have a din. We have to give ourselves 30 days. Anything which is complicated, which is a big tircha, we have to give ourselves 30 days. And we can't consider ourselves ein sin if we didn't do the full 30 days, be concerned about the mitzvahs coming up. Something which is not a tircha is not an equivalent to a korban. Therefore, the aloch of the takon is nisht here. The goyin is nisht hazeh, because the atzim, the takon was made only machmas a korban. That's what it means. But that takes taka 30 days. But since the Maisa, even today, we don't have the korbanos, but as a zeich of yena halacha, we stay in every chag, we stay with this halacha, that we have to, 30 days prior to the time, we have to look after the yontif. And I think that is the simple explanation. What is the nafkumin if somebody travels, leaves town before 30 days, and somebody leaves time toich 30 days. Because by emesis, if you leave before 30 days and you're not here Pesach, the reason why you're not over is because you're an oinus. Because of if you're not in town and you can't get to your chometz, so you're an oinus. Of if you're not an oinus, so achman a patre. But toich shleishim yoim, you have a chiyuv to look after the needs of the yontif which is coming up. So therefore, fakelt, you have to make sure that the chometz is not in your house, and that's why chayv levayel, somebody who leaves town before 30 days before Pesach, itaka has to make sure that he has been by the chometz, make sure there's no chometz left in his house.
If he leaves before, it's still after the chometz over Pesach.
That's not it. Currently he made bittel. First of all, he made bittel. But even after bittel, he's not allowed to use it. And it's true. Any chometz he finds lemaisa, he's not allowed to use. But he's talking about a vifel is our oinus, and there was no chiv bio, there's no diabonon, that it's also after Pesach. I don't think so. But that lechorev, that's all I believe, even if it would be true, if the aloch is als oinus, so that's only somebody who leaves town, which has no way of connecting to the place where he is, and is an oinus that he can't get rid of his chomet. But today, with technology, you can make a phone call, hire a guy, tell him, go to my house and clean it up for Pesach. So it won't be an Eitzah. Somebody tells prior for 30 days before Pesach, and he's away for Pesach. He doesn't have the two oinus, and he has to do one of the two. Or he sells his place, his chomet, to a guy, or he gets a shliach to look after it. Because then he hasn't got the test that it was before Shleishim Yom. Because Toich Shleishim Yom, he had a way of communicating with the place where he was. And Mamele, you'll be chuyv in Biyah Chometz. That would be chuyv enough community. If he this Hezbo, would be enough community in this halach. This is the halach of Shleishim Yom. I want to just speak about a pasuk in the end of this week's parsha. Rambam has a little bit to do with our attitude towards Pesach cleaning. And I fear some answers. Rambam says it's Yedua. A lot of people try to cut corners and in all types of ways of making life easy, of not to work too hard, to cover Pesach. So Rambam says, every circumstance is different. Other people take it can't, and if they can't, they take it should cut corners, and there's nothing wrong. Aber Sidoa Grace Meiler, the Weltzoktibel in Shaloch Sport, and Arizal said, a person should go to the Afiyas Matzahs, should sweat himself off in Afiyas Matzahs, because Arizal says it's Kaporos Avonis, because it gives a person some connection. That's lachayu the pashta pshat. The person is misasik l'fum tzara agra. The harder a person works, the more of schar he deserves. But I think it's not only the more schar he deserves. So the apostle in the end of this week's parsha, the apostle says, "Ki ani Hashem amala eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim." Baruch Shalom said after the parsha of Macholos Asuras, it says that I'm the Rebbeinu Shalom who took you, Hamala Eschem, which took you out of Mitzrayim, not took you out. Hamala means he lifted you up out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi already says, "Kulam Ksiv Haytzeisi." Normally, the Rebbeinu Shalom always says, "I'm the one who took you out." Kan Ksiv Hamala. And here, the Torah doesn't call it "I took you out." The Torah says, "I lifted you up." Talmud be Rabbi Shmuel Ilmalo Yelesis Yisol Mitzrayim. אלא בשביל שאין מטעם בשרוצים, כשאר אומויס, דיום. You know, we've only taken out Klal Yisrael just for this itself, that they shouldn't be become Tomei. And Tomei here doesn't mean Tomei in the sense of Tumah and Taira, because then that's not only in Shiotzim. In Shiotzim, most Shiotzim are not Metamei. There's only Shemoni Shiotzim which are Metamei. All other Shiotzim are not Metamei. So we're talking about the Tumah Shiotzim is talking about from the Tmeisim bomb, which a person, by eating things which are not allowed to be eaten, a person is Pogim himself, is Neshama. And in the Rashi's Mashma, it's Hot HaFilinish mit Dechiyuv. Avada, this is always a halacha. That's a Pashta Zach, that every mitzvah and every Aveira person does. A mitzvah adds Taira to the Neshama, and Chas V'Shalom and Aveira adds Tumah to the Neshama. The Ramban, in the beginning of Macholas Asur, he says, that why are Macholas Asur state, when it's Mason, when it's Mason, when it's Tamtem, the person gets stuffed. So the Ramban explains, because normally Surim, you do an Issa, you do it only with one of your Evorim. Whatever Issa you do, it's the Evor which makes the Issa, which gets faulty. Mashenkim food, which gets digested and gets served to the entire goof. That means the energy of the entire goof comes from the food which a person eats. So mainly if the food is food which the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't want, so then this itself is pogim the entire energy of the entire goof. And this is poiches the neshama in the entirety, which ruins the neshama. And thus meant Rashi, and the Rambam there in the beginning of Macholas Asur says that even a lot of them are medically things which are damaging to the personality of a person. The Rambam, beginning of Macholas Asur, you can have a look at it. I won't go into the details of it. We see the side of Macholas Asur is that it uplifts a person if he keeps himself away from things which the person doesn't want to eat, because he is a different person. Besides which, the Iker, I think one of the big limudim of Macholas Asur is a person learns to hold himself back from a natural instinct. I remember a goy, even a fried, a lot of times, down the spall, you give a sweet, they give a sweet to a little child, and the child asks him, what hersha does it have? And if it doesn't have a hersha, it doesn't eat it. And they can't get over it. Who comes us? And the emes is a natural neshama, a person by his nature, Elokim Boris Ol Yosho, a person naturally has the koyach to withhold himself from any natural desire, from not doing something which is not allowed to be done. The problem, what happens is that we are ruining ourselves. We do things which ruin these senses. But our kinders are in a zach, and if you teach a child that you're not allowed to eat something without a hersha, so that it goes into him, and he can hold himself back. As much as kids love sweets, and you see how they indulge. If you've ever been by an Ufuf, you'll see how much kids fight for their rights on the sweet. Obviously, Shtok and Hersha, everything goes down the drain. And that's the yisoid, the limit of Macholas Asur, is a person can teach himself to hold back on a desire. A person during his life has a lot of nisyonos. And in the Nisyonis, when the Nisyon arrives, it's not the time then to work against the fighting the Nisyon. The person has to prepare himself prior to the Nisyon, that when the Nisyon arrives, he should be able to be strong enough to withstand the Nisyon. Because when B'Shas Maisa the Yitzhar has the upper hand, we're all lost. But if we prepare ourselves in advance, we make ourselves our red lines, we make ourselves with things we hold ourselves back from Macholas Asuros, from other things which builds us our personality, that we know that we can hold ourselves back from a desire, that will give us the kerch when the Nisoyin arrives, that we can hold ourselves back also. That is in the negative way. Those are the pshat in the pasuk Kani Hashem Amal Eschem. The Rebbeinu uplifted Klal Yisrael. He gave Klal Yisrael the tools that they have the ability, that even something which the nature would ask for and the body is craving for, a person can overcome it and can work on it and can hold himself back. Das is in the negative way. And the positive way is also the mitzvahs are the one who give you the energy to do mitzvah gereres mitzvah. And this is the koyach, a person which puts energy into the kiyum mitzvahs which he has to do. And a person puts energy in bir chametz. When he goes and he works hard and he sweats himself and he takes off his jacket and he rolls up his sleeves and he starts scrubbing and cleaning his daf to sein and he's sweating away. So Levisnas, with that he's building himself energy that whenever he needs to do the next mitzvah, he'll get the koyach because the goof has gotten used to that we listen to what the neshama needs. And this is the koyach of the schus of ours that we have, that we can, Baruch Hashem, we can Pesach clean. It's a schus. It's a koach, it's an injection of energy which we should have koach. But whenever we do mitzvahs, which a lot of times we feel, okay, well now I have no koach, let's push it off. And these mitzvahs which we do with sweat, which we put a lot of koaches in, these are the mitzvahs which will give us the koach to dos is hamala eschem in the positive way. That a person has to inject himself with energy, that we have to not waste our time on whatever we said, anything which a person has the ability, an opportunity which comes to his hand, everything which you can do, do. Why? Says the apostle, because we never know which one of these mitzvahs is going to change you, which one is going to help you to get you out of sha'il, which a person, as much as the complications of life are, but the more energy he puts in, the more energy a person puts into the kiyuma mitzvahs, the more koiches he has in the next mitzvah, in the mitzvah gereres mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah without, just with the minimum effort, so then what happens is the next mitzvah is really too much effort, and that's really too much for me. Okay, that's enough. But the person which puts in koiches, and in the positive way, in fakat, and he realizes that this is the opportunity where I physically can work on myself. It's very hard in spiritual amidus, it's very hard a lot of times to a person to avoid the samidus. In avoid the samidus, we can work years to get rid of a bad midah. But with physical work, a lot of times can influence a person, gives a murder, a koich to the neshama, gives an injection for koiches, for giving in, for doing mitzvahs. And this is the sholim v'doroshim shloshim yoyim chet ma'pesach. This is the message which we have to have in 30 days before Pesach, when we start being concerned, what we're going to do with our chometz, how we can get hold of the matzah, how we're going to eat the matzah, and how we're going to live through the wine with the Pesach. And some people, it looks so black and so complicated. If you look at it as it's an opportunity where we can take our physical, and we take our physical and inject it at every physical part of us. Fakat, it's the whole goof. As much as macholas asur is something which gets divided and gives energy to the whole goof, a person uses his whole goof to clean, to sweat himself on nafias matzahs. So then the whole goof is busy with a mitzvah. That gives the koach for a person that should have continuous koach, that whenever when the sewing comes and the mitzvahs later come, and then sometimes he feels he's not up to it, or perhaps pushing it off, all these negative attitudes towards doing mitzvahs will disappear, because a person has taught himself the giving the energy of doing mitzvahs. I think this is the tzara shova between the two parts, the beginning of the this week's parsha and the Shloshim Yoyim. So if we take it serious, we're in for fun for the next 30 days. Mr. Shem Tak, we should have a kosher Pesach. The man have koach taka to switch to Schwitz, we is daft to sein. And the Mr. Shem Zolzuch, as I was a lechem min as vochem min apsochem.